the latest in Christian music. It's time for Tra News with MJ from the rockacrossaustralia.com.
Well, love it or hate it, Christian music is beginning to make its presence felt at the top of the US mainstream charts. And according to two of this country's leading Christian music festivals, there is a resurgence of interest based in local Christian crossover right here in Australia. As you know, contemporary Christian music in the States has been experiencing a revival of sorts, with some real strong sales, record-breaking tours, and some new success in the mainstream charts. Just last year, Toby Mac's latest project, Eye on It, debuted at number one on the Billboard Top 200 chart and became the first Christian album since 1997 to enter the number one spot. The success, well, it's just kept on coming this year, because in January, Chris Tomlin's latest project, Burning Lights, opened up at number one, and earlier this month, Red's Release the Panic debuted at number seven. Now, it's a pretty similar thing, too, here in Australia, with the release of each Hillsong Live and Hillsong United project. But is there something else that's really beginning to emerge? Easterfest director Dave Schenk says the Australian Christian music scene as a whole, which the festival supports strongly, is beginning to really change shape with a resurgence of what he calls crossover.
There's a lot more, I guess, what back in the 80s we used to call crossover, where you've got Christians who are great artists and they're seeing success, not just in church and youth group spheres or Youth Alive events or events like Easterfest, but also in the mainstream. I find that to be a really exciting thing because the Bible talks about us being salt and light in the world, not just about hanging out with each other. So I think the hanging out with each other is very important. That's where we get strength and encouragement and growth as Christians. And I think if that never goes out to the world, then we're missing part of God's best for us. So to have bands like Evermore and Tiger Town, who've seen great success in this last 12 months through Triple J, a young DJ who's getting real traction also again in the Triple J scene and his own tours called Tyler Touche, the band Fortunate, who got significant success last year on The X Factor. Just some really great artists who are really doing it, not just in the Christian world, but also out amongst it in the world.
Luke Martin, the man behind Forest Edge Music Festival, agrees. He says the wonderful thing about Australian Christian music is that Aussie musicians interpret the timeless message in a way that is incredibly relevant to a broad range of people.
I just think that there's some great bands out there, whether you want to label them a Christian band or a band that are playing in the mainstream industry that happen to be Christian people. At the end of the day, it comes down to whether or not they're a good band. And I just think that there's some fantastic bands out there, Australian bands, Victorian bands, that are doing really good things. And of course, naturally, the interest will be sparked because they're doing really good things in both mainstream and Christian circles. And so, yeah, I think that there's definitely a sense of people wanting to get out and actually sort of put their money where their mouth is and part with some cash and get to some events and stuff like that, which is great.
Forest Edge Music Festival will be held March 8 to 10 in Neerham East, which is just east of Melbourne. While Easterfest is going to be held over the Easter weekend in Toowoomba, March 29th to 31st. Aussie headliners performing at both of those festivals include Compliments of Gus, Jake Norder, Silver Cities, Coelophonic, and Daylight Hours. Finally, a quick reminder that you can follow your favourite Christian songs each week online at therockacrossaustralia.com. I'm MJ, filling in for Cam. That's your Tra News.